makes their way through turn number one, and Creeds is already out to a sizable lead.
Cadia all the way to the inside on Ben Everett. I don't know. Look at, he's buttoned up right to the back of CJ Creeds. Look at CJ again. Kyle and a long tap. He's side by side. Break here we go.
Checkered flag is out. CJ Creeds steals a win from Kyle Duke on the final lap.
What a pass by CJ Creeds.
Oh, how I've missed you guys. This is Haley Shanley, one of your hosts here with AMSOIL Championship Off-Road and the Champ Off-Road podcast presented by AMSOIL. And we are going racing just 2 weeks away from the opening rounds in Anago, Wisconsin. Good things ahead, so ain't no time like the present for a little preseason breakdown. What do you say? We kick off season two of the podcast. This show would not be possible without the help of our good friends over at AMSOIL. Stop by AMSOIL.com for products that protect and maximize performance in all your vehicles and motorized toys. Use the convenient AMSOIL product guides to find what you need and get fast, free shipping right to your door. AMSOIL, run with us. Without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to my good friends from up in the booth, Brent Smith and Shane Stetsny, here for Season 2, Episode 1 of the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by AMSOIL. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by AMSOIL. It is season two of the podcast and season two of the AMSOIL Championship Off-Road Series. I am your host, Shane Stetsny, and alongside me is the other host, Brent Smith. Brent, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, this is awesome. 2021 couldn't have came quick enough. It's been a long off-season. I know you, Shane. We're both excited to get this season going. We get to host one of the best series in the world, and we're going to start things off by getting into the Pro 2 division, one of our classes that people come to watch week in and week out. And we have some newcomers coming from out west.
Yeah, a couple of the heaviest hitters coming from out west, Jarrett Brooks, Doug Mattag. Both of those guys have been fixtures at Crandon's World Championship event for the last couple of years. And I've got to say it now, they're going to give both Kyle Kleiman and Keegan Kincaid a run for their money.
Yeah, absolutely. The fall Crandon really showed everyone and what their talents were about, because Brooks, Mattag, both, I've watched them out west for the last past 5 years, and they've really just performed really, really well. Mattag coming from Pro 4 out west, then transforming into Pro 2, he caught on pretty quick. His father, Chad, they know how to build a truck. And now this year you're looking at Kleiman, he's defending champion, Kyle Kleiman. He had some bad luck in some testing a few weeks back, but you know that team, they're going to be right back on the ball.
Absolutely, and it could be a redemption tour for Keegan Kincaid as well. I know that he was extremely frustrated not to be able to take that championship. Came down to the final round in Crandon back in late September of 2020, but ultimately Kleiman able to hold off Kincaid in the final round and take that championship.
Yeah, it came down to right to the wire, and we were counting points throughout that last race. And I mean, I couldn't believe how close it came down to. And I mean, imagine if you're Kleiman, Kincaid. Kincaid's been in it a long, long time. Kleiman, he's really came on the past 3-4 years. He has one of the best records in Pro Light for the years he's raced.
Absolutely. And a couple other guys that I want to touch on as well, Brent, coming into the Pro 2 class. Johnny Henches, he's moving up from the Sportsman side-by-side class. He bought Cody Gill's old Pro 2 from last year, so he'll be out there competing, should be there for the full season. And then also Zach Sikowski moves from Pro Stock side-by-side into Pro 2.
Sikowski returns from Labor Day weekend crash, Shane, and it's going to be nuts to see him come back out in a truck. But first, when you overcome a crash, you have to get your mindset in the right position to run in Pro 2. I mean, Pro Stock, Pro 2, crazy difference in speed. And you had a chance to talk to Mike Vandenhoevel at Test Day.
Yeah, I talked to Mike Vandenhoevel at Test Day at Lena just a couple days ago, and he was up in Crandon testing along with Zach Sikowski, Kyle Kleiman, and a few other guys for their Kenda tire test. And he said from the beginning of day one to the end of day two, Sikowski picked up how to drive a Pro 2 extremely quickly. So he might be someone to look for as an X Factor here in 2021.
Yeah, he's a great driver. Had a chance to talk to him throughout the season last year and the previous season. And he got used to that Pro Stock side-by-side. And you're really picking up some good speeds. You get in the Pro 2, you're really going fast. If you were at Fall Crandon, we've seen some of the top speeds in Turn 1 in Pro 2 and Pro 4. So Sikowski, he just needs to strap it in and really get things going for 2021 and just get seat time. Seat time's huge when you step in a new class.
Yeah, absolutely. No replacement for seat time. And another class I'm excited about for 2021, Brent, is Pro Light. another couple new drivers coming in from out west racing with us full-time this year, headlined by Cole Mamer and Brock Hager, and you've seen those guys race a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a chance to broadcast them out west, and they're just fast week in and week out. They have a good team. Cole Mamer don't come from no huge corporation. He really did his 9-to-5 in the shop, went to work every day, still working on a good program, and he showed. He won a cup race out west. He showed a lot of speed at Crandon. Brock Hager, you put him in the field, you better watch out. That number 12 is always really, really fast.
Yeah, and there's a couple new Midwest guys, too, that I'm excited about. Moving up from stock truck for the 2021 Amsoil Championship off-road season is two-time defending stock truck champ Colin Wickman. He's been the man to beat in stock truck, making that big leap now into Pro Light. And we're also welcoming to off-road racing altogether Matt Oreskovich from Central Wisconsin. He's been racing mod stock cars for the last few years, has a ton of seat time, but admittedly very green in the seat of a Pro Light.
Definitely being new into the Pro Light class, it's going to be a challenge, but two-time champion, anyone could do it, and I think he's going to have a good shot at it. And we look at John Holder this year in Pro Light. He won the championship last year, so watch for him to be swinging to the fence week in and week out.
Yeah, our kind of overarching theme here in Episode 1, Brent, is what's new for 2021? Well, Johnny Holcher, he's going to have a brand new truck out there in 2021, and he stole the championship at the last few rounds, the two Crandon weekends back-to-back last year, stole it right out from under Kyle Greaves, who had some bad luck. So ProLite, again, shaping up to be a very competitive class. But alongside ProLite, we have a new truck class coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. The Pro Spec. The Pro Lights are now going to be a V6 engine, as well as a standard transmission. I mean, if you remember Pro Light back in the day, the little four bangers with that standardized transmission, you really seen the drivers come to the top of the class. And I think Ryan Beat and the guys, they really want to see this class come together and be more affordable for guys like us, guys like the stock truck drivers, anyone that wants to get in this Pro Light class. It should be a little bit more affordable, and we're going to create a good count for the trucks.
Yeah, you touched on that V6 engine. That's an LV1 Ecotec 4.3 liter. It's a direct injected V6. You mentioned the manual transmission. It's going to be a very fun package to drive. In fact, Ryan Beat was testing that package just a couple of weeks ago over at ERX Motor Park. Posted on social media a video of it. Unfortunately, no sound, so we're not sure what the truck sounds like yet, but he did say that the truck is faster than he thought it would be, and he said it's way more fun to drive with than a Pro Light, in part to that stick shift.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see it perform in 2021. Ryan Beat, if anyone can figure out him and his team, they do a wonderful job. Now he's in Pro 2. He's going to be crazy to watch. So much competition, so much time and work, heart, blood, sweat, and tears go into this sport. And if you don't follow them on Instagram and Facebook, go click on their pages. Go check out what Ryan Beat does at a daily rate. I mean, you can't keep up with him.
Yeah, Beat's had a busy offseason too. Moved the team down to North Carolina. He did an interview on champoffroad.com with our colleague Nolan Castellian, where he talked about moving his whole team. He's now going on 10 years in short course off-road racing, and you mentioned him in Pro 2 as well. He's going to be a guy to watch up there with Kleiman and Jarrett Brooks and Keegan Kincaid, Doug Matag, and all the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan's a great guy. Had a chance to talk to him in the offseason. He's just ready to put the hammer down, and he's going to have to. When you have guys like Matag, you have guys like Kyle Kleiman, all the way down, Kevin Hanegraaff. I mean, guys that you wouldn't expect to win at any given time, but this new motor, this 410 package, creates that competition to be within each other, and you have a shot at it. I don't care if you're Kevin Hanegraaff, Jarrett Brooks, Doug Matag, you're Kyle LeDuc, you're Johnny Greaves, in any class, you got to show up to win. And when you show up in Pro 2, you got a shot at it.
So we've spent a lot of time talking about trucks so far, Brent, but how about showing some love to some of our side-by-side classes? Pro mod side-by-side, pro stock side-by-side. The story last year was, in either of those classes, nobody had anything for CJ Greaves. He had a 54-point margin of victory over 9 rounds in pro stock side-by-side. Held out a little bit of a more narrow win by 6 points over Rod Van Epperen in pro mod UTV. But moving forward to 2021, all those guys, they've got a fresh chance to knock CJ Greaves off his throne in the side-by-sides.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. CJ's been around a long, long time, watched him develop as a race car driver. If he's in any class, he's going to be one to beat. He's going to be on top of that box because they put the time, the money, the effort into their programs. But guys like Ronnie Van Epperen, I feel he's one of the guys that started this whole thing because he's got Power Sports One, one of his big sponsors on board. He actually owns the company, so he can diagnose all the parts. He can figure out what works, what doesn't. I mean, it's crazy to see what Pro Mod has come to. The extended arms on these cars, they look so wicked, and they're running times of a Pro 2.
Yeah, ton of horsepower, super lightweight package, and you touched a little bit on some of the other guys that are in that field. I mean, Kyle Chaney, Scotty Lawrence, Andrew Carlson picked up a win last year in one of the rounds at ERX. That class, again, CJ only won it by 6 points last year, so I'm looking at that class as really being anyone's game, and I know that guys like Andrew Carlson and Kyle Chaney, they're motivated. They do not want to see CJ Greaves on top of the leaderboard at the end of 2021.
Absolutely, and guys like John Holger, he's going to actually be racing for Race Driven and a Pro Mod class. I mean, in a Pro Mod. So you watch that Polaris develop throughout the season. Brian Heiding from Race Driven, one of my good buddies, he really knows what it takes to win. It takes a lot of money, we know that, but the time, the effort, development, he had guys working with him, guys like Johnny Greaves, CJ Greaves, trying to get their team better. And there's a lot more surprises coming out of that Race Driven camp. But John Holger, you're not only going to be watching him run in Pro Light, but Pro Mod, he's going to get a lot of seat time this year.
Yeah, not to toot the horn of CJ Greaves too much here, but is there anything that guy hasn't won in when he's been behind the wheel? He won in Pro Buggy, won in Pro Light, Pro 2, Pro 4. He's won a whole boatload of shootout races across those classes, and now he's a two-time defending Pro Side-by-Side champion as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That kid has come from just the bottom in racing. When he started in the buggies. That's what's cool. Everybody's like, oh, this kid went to a Pro 2, or he went right into the Pro 4. He came from the buggies. Granted, your dad is Johnny Greaves. You had a little bit of a step into the classes, but hey, he still had to perform. He still had to drive, and the kid does it very, very well, and he's going to be one to watch. When Johnny steps out, I think CJ will probably take the reins of that whole Greaves Motorsports camp, and you're going to see more levels come out in that side-by-side as well in that camp.
Brent, something else exciting and new for the 2021 AMSOIL Champ Off-Road Tour. We're going back to Antigo, a tight bullring track here in the Midwest in northern Wisconsin. The last time there was any kind of race there was 2012. The last pro race was almost 20 years ago in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's crazy. I remember growing up going to Antigo. That was one of the favorite tracks of my brother and I's because it was tight. Like you said, it's a bullring. The gloves are coming off that weekend, and it's coming up fairly quickly, and there's a lot of changes going on. It's not going to be the normal Antigo, so stay tuned. A lot of great things going on. I know Jamie Flannery, a big part of it. You've seen some ideas that they've thrown at us, and we're going to see a lot of body panels shredded on the ground. So if you want to be a fan, a spectator that weekend, you can go home, throw some panels in your mom and dad's car.
Absolutely. Like you were saying, a super tight track. The best way I can describe it, high-speed straightaways punctuated by extremely tight corners, so it's going to make some really good competitive racing. There's not going to be any runaway victories at Antigo in a couple weeks for round one and two.
I absolutely love short technical tracks. I don't care if it's oval track. I don't care if it's off-road. When you put everyone in that bull ring, like you like to call it, Shane, you never know who's going to win because we're going to smash. We're going to bang through the field. I don't care if you're starting 10th. You're starting on the pole. We have that mandatory comp caution every week, round one, round two, all the way through rounds 12, you never know who's going to win. And endurance is huge. You have to make that 20-minute race.
Yeah, absolutely, Brent. Antigo promises to bring out the best in all of our competitors across all our classes. And, you know, a couple minutes ago, I touched on that last race being there in 2012. Do you remember anything special about that race weekend?
Absolutely. I was actually in a truck that weekend, but I remember coming up and actually seeing you in the booth. It's been a long, long time. Great to have you on the show now, Shane, but it was a different experience back then to now, and it was cool to learn the ropes and get to drive a truck, understand how to drive a truck, and then get in the booth, and I love it, and you love it. We love to bring everyone the best sport in the world, and I've gotten a chance to now broadcast for over 6 years, and I still can't believe the weekends I go in, I pinch myself going, man, I get to announce my heroes. Jeff Kincaid, Kyle LeDuc, Johnny Greaves, all the way down to the wild man, Adrian Chenny. He keeps coming back year in and year out, and it was a good experience. But now, hey, there's new things coming. We have a TV contract this year.
Absolutely. 6 1-hour broadcasts of the 2021 AMSOIL Championship Off-Road Series will be on CBS Sports. So all your major satellite and cable carriers should carry CBS Sports. You can also find some other telecasts online. 6 1-hour broadcasts that are feature pro truck racing and pro side-by-side racing. So a great television package to help promote the sport that is here in the Midwest and growing across the country.
Absolutely, and getting to work for other TV and other companies out west, it's so cool. Like Champ Off-Road, we have CBS Sports in 2021. Tell your sponsors, tell your family, tell your friends, hey, if you can't make it out to the weekend, hey, you wait a little bit, you get to watch it live on your big screen, live in your car, wherever you want to watch Champ Off-Road, it's going to be on TV, and we've been waiting years for this. The best drivers are here. Everyone from out west, we talked about Matag, we talked about Kincaids, Leduc, Greaves, you name it, they're all here, and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, some of the fullest fields that we've seen, especially here in the Midwest, in a long, long time. You look back to maybe the last so-called golden age of short course off-road racing in the Midwest, right around 2009, 2010. Then the racing economy dipped a little bit. Some guys stepped aside for a couple of years, but now they're back in full force. We talked a little bit about some of the new guys coming in, some of the young drivers that are coming to us from the West Coast to race here at Champ Off-Road. Full fields, top to bottom, from 170 side-by-side all the way up to Pro 2, Pro 4. It's going to be a great season.
Absolutely. The car counts are over the top. We've seen some numbers already, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot for us to learn this year. We have a lot of names and a lot of information to give out. This sport is just going up. We've been saying year after year, man, it just needs to get healthy. We're healthy now. Carl and the guys have done a wonderful job. We can't thank everyone enough from Champ Off-Road, not only to put us in the booth, but put these drivers out on the track. After everything that went on, man, we're just happy to be racing.
Yeah, we survived a whole race season last year with all the craziness going on in the country, and now we're back. 6 full weekends starting in Antigo in a couple weeks. Let's get to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Antigo, short, little bull ring. I cannot wait. Like I said, fiberglass is optional. And Shane and I, we will be there. We're going to be there Friday afternoon watching some practice and giving you both days of action. And remember, later on, you can watch it on CBS Sports.
Yeah, live on champoffroad.com. Tape delayed a few days on CBS Sports. Catch all those pro races from the comfort of your living room. It's going to be a great year, Brent.
Absolutely. And don't go anywhere. We have episode 2 coming up in a few days here, Shane. And we're going to be broadcasting throughout this season. But yet, me and you get to take over this podcast. And man, there's a lot of great drivers. And I know they want to be on this show.
You're absolutely right, Brent, and we'll have some guests joining us on episode 2 of the Champ Off-Road podcast presented by AMSOIL here in a few days. We're going to lay out all the different tracks that we're going to visit here in 2021, but as we wind down episode 1, why don't you put a bow on it for us?
Yeah, I cannot wait till the 2021 season starts here at Champ Off-Road. Remember, we're going on CBS Sports. We're going to be live on champoffroad.com. Don't go anywhere. Episode 2 coming up next. We're going to talk to a lot of different people and talk about the great tracks we'll be going to. For Shane Stensny, I am Brent Smith. We'll see you next time here at Champ Off-Road.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road podcast presented by AMSOIL.